This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
That's right, you're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Alex Healy. I hope everyone had a great weekend. And if you're still recovering from a crazy one, then I wish you well. Good luck. Just have a nice night in. It's a Monday, four more days till the weekend. You got this. On the cards tonight, we're going to look into some possible speeding fine changes, which are either going to work wonders for you or it's going to break your bank account. And a potentially crazy new discovery in the science world. Scientists have discovered a sixth ocean. What is going on there? And we'll have a look at how you can get your hands on the $3 million that NASA has up for grabs in this new global competition. So stick around. Let's kick the show off with some classic Milli Vanilli. This is Blame It on the Rain on Eastside 89.7. What an absolute legend. That is such a throwback. If you are driving right now or you own a license, How would you feel if you were fined for speeding based on your income instead of the flat rate for all motorists? Well, that is something to think about because a report was published by the Australian Institute and it found that flat rate traffic penalties in Australia for speeding are, quote, unfair and regressive. So they're calling for a more equitable model for traffic offences in Australia. And they've compared Finland with our current system right now. So Finland have been doing this since 1921. So they've like nailed the system down. No issues. It would just be so easy. But for us, if we're talking like federally, it would be insane because obviously the Department of Transport, like each state, like we have our service New South Wales. So they would have to like link ATO, the Australian Taxation Office, with each like state's Department of Transport. So in this case, Service New South Wales would have to get permission from the ATO to like get your salary information. So this is a huge operation if it ever happened. I mean, it'd be a lot easier when it's, you know, if it was like a cashless society, but seeing as Finland started this in like 1921, they've obviously had like a lifetime to perfect this system. And in 2023, this really wealthy Finnish driver, Anders Wickloff, I'm just gonna give that name a go. He was fined nearly $200,000 for being caught driving 32 kilometers over the speed limit. 32 kilometers over the speed limit. Imagine being fined $200,000. And that's Australian dollars. But it's based on high income. And he was a multi-millionaire, clearly. But the Finnish system, if we were to adopt it, it would mean that if you're a low income earner and you're caught speeding less than 10 kilometers over the speed limit, you'd be fined around $33. $33. While those of a higher income bracket would be hit with $295 fine. I gotta say, I'd be pretty happy with that because speeding fines can be a lot more than $295. But speaking of cars and driving fast, let's play some Jonas Blue and Dakota. This is Fast Cars here on Eastside 89.7.
Oh, you're a fast car. I wanna take it to anywhere. Maybe we'll make a deal. Maybe together we can go somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You got a fast car. So fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. Live tonight or live and die this way. Said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. Not working the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You got a fast car. See it fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or let die this way.
Eastside 89.7. I've got to hand it to NASA. They haven't been able to figure out how to recycle waste in space properly, so they have started a global competition offering up to $3 million in prize money for anybody who can help them solve a key problem for future moon missions. And the challenge is called Lunar Recycle Challenge. Oh, very original. It focuses on finding ways to manage and recycle waste that astronauts produce while they're on the moon. And you know what's hilarious is that they probably worked on this for like years and years and years, because you wouldn't straight up just go to the rest of the world and be like, hey, we need help. We can't solve a problem. We have the world's top engineers, but we need help from anyone else, students, other engineers, to help us figure it out. Respect. I mean, they're not shying away. They're actually telling the rest of the world, hey, we need help. We'll pay you $3 million if you like fix our problem. But the goal is to turn this waste into useful resources like fuel or building materials without harming the mission or the lunar environment. So got to respect that. And there's two phases. So the first phase is due end of March next year. So if you're extremely smart and you feel like an extra $3 million, then head on to the NASA website and check it out. Something really, really interesting happened last month. So scientists have discovered a sixth ocean, and it's located 700 kilometers below the Earth's surface. And it is so big. It is so big that it's actually three times larger than all of the Earth's surface oceans combined. So the surface of all our oceans. And it's actually insane to think that this massive mass of water below the surface of the Earth's mantle could most likely be there like the entire time, but we had no idea it existed. It honestly terrifies me that a bunch of people in like a metal box have willingly gone down 700 kilometers and found this ocean. Because, I mean, firstly, what are you thinking when you're going in a submarine? All I think of is Ocean Gate. You know, the catastrophe that happened in June last year where the submarine imploded. I mean, you'd have to like go in to this, go into that metal box with the mentality of like, I'm going to explore the unknown down there and I may never come back up. So I've just got to applaud them. That's amazing. But what's even crazier is that we're alive at a time where there are currently, you know, five oceans. Historically, you know, they thought there were four. There literally now could be a sixth ocean. It's so new that obviously it's going to take a monumentous amount of effort to actually research and find out more about this ocean for then it to go in the history books. But I honestly wonder what they'll call it. If you had to choose, though, to go up into space or down into the ocean, you can say you want to stay where you are. But if you do want to explore in life and you had the opportunity, which would you do? I got to say, either way, you just have to have in the back of your mind that, yes, I could die. And I got to be okay with that. And I would have to say, going on Richard Branson, so he does like commercial flights into space, and it's Virgin Galactic commercial flights. I would so do that. Literally anyone could do it. Like you'd be like a tourist in space, but it would be the experience of a lifetime. And it also costs $450,000. So that's a bit of a dent, but that is what you would expect for a trip to space. $500,000. Let's play our next hit. One of my favorites, Aussie artist, The Kid LAROI. This is his new song, Girls.
Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, you tryna cash out. You and your friends are tryna laugh.
trying to cash out. You and your friends are trying to lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. It's the world and they just wanna.
Hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer
well,
with their friends.
Wanna go to the ex
and then get the job. I'm done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can go what you want when you want. I can give you the night that you want. Side by side, in the morning. Side to side, you gon' get it how you want. Spend on, I'm the
girls
man now. Think I feel bad, he was fed out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He
place.
Didn't do right, that's too bad now.
Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have. Just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
The Kid Laroi on Eastside. Are you a Friends fan? Like me, obsessed. One of the most popular TV shows of all time. And if you are a Friends fan, then you will be very excited to learn that the Friends Experience has come to Sydney. That's right. That probably won't mean anything to a few of you. However, Friends are celebrating their 30th anniversary by touring with the Friends Experience, which is a pop-up studio that's currently in Martin Place right now in Sydney. So exciting. Only till February. So honestly, go onto Ticketek now, the Friends Experience, and book your tickets because it's so fun as a Friends fan to recreate the iconic scenes. You can sit in Monica and Rachel's kitchen table. You can kick back, relax with Joey and Chandler, watch some TV. And honestly, the only thing that this experience is missing is the actors. And of course, Chandler, we'll never forget you. Matthew Perry, RIP. They are here till the 16th of February. So just head to Ticketek to grab your tickets and go visit them in Martin Place. Guess what? Move-in cinema is back this summer. It is so exciting. So if you haven't been before, you haven't heard of them, they're in Barangaroo and they have an incredibly large screen, inflatable beds, you know, sand, cute bars, and they do a movie showing a couple nights a week. And it's a really, really, really fun experience because they have all these beds set up. You can go with friends, you can go with your partner, and you have drinks, popcorn, ice creams. They literally like carry around ice creams for you to have throughout the movie. So you have headphones as well so that it doesn't interrupt the Crown Hotel because it is literally right below it. You can actually see into people's rooms. So besides the creepy invasion of privacy, it is a really fun event and they have a great movie selection like Love Actually, The Elf, Deadpool and Wolverine, It Ends With Us and more. So if you want to buy tickets, head to moveinbed.com. Signing off with Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. You've been listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 with Alex Healy. Have an amazing rest of your week and enjoy Halloween on Thursday, and we'll chat next time.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. It doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. 'Cause with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
I just wanna see your face light up since you put me on. So now I say goodbye to the old me, it's already gone. And I can't wait, 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 wait to get you home, just to let you know you are. My reflection.